Alright, 1, 2, 3.
We're having Bloody Marys on Heritage Radio Network! Woo!
HeritageRadioNetwork.org was at the Eat, Drink, Bloody Mary competition at La Picho on February 9th in the Lower East Side of New York City, and it was a blast. I was there with Jen Tulloch and Jesse Kiefer from The Morning After, and our executive director, Aaron Fairbanks.
Hey, this is Jack Inslee with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're here at the Eat, Drink, Bloody Mary competition. It's packed full of people holding more Bloody Marys in their hands than they can drink. I've seen a Bloody Mary with scotch in it from the Wren. I've had the Roberta's Classic Bloody Mary, a Union Square cafe. It's absolutely packed here. So, I'm here with Jen Tulloch and Jesse Kiefer, who are two of the judges, we can say, for today. And they've devised a grading system for the Bloody Marys. I want to ask Jen about that grading system. Jen, how are you judging these?
There are three very important elements of the Bloody Mary to me. It's a 5-point grading system. On a scale of 1 to 5, I'm looking for creative ingenuity. I'm looking for viscosity, because I like a thick, viscous Bloody Mary that, essentially, that drink should be a meal. So if you're giving me some thin bullshit with one little garnish, you're not going to register on my scale. And thirdly, I'm just looking for overall taste. Is it smoky? Is it spicy? Is it peaty? Is it sexy? We'll see how it goes.
I caught up with Aaron Fairbanks, who was also judging in the competition.
What are some of the traits you look for in a Bloody Mary that excites you?
I have to say, my favorite thing about the Bloody Mary is all the snacks that go in the Bloody Mary. So I want a Bloody Mary with, like, celery stick, beef stick, you know, pickle, peppers, carrots. Here today's been awesome. I've had pickled porcinis, I've had pickled mozzarella, I've had slices of bacon. I'm like, the more snacks you can pack into the drink, the better.
So Jen and Jesse from The Morning After went out to taste the Bloody Marys and to chat with some of the participants.
Chrissy Harris from the Wren, what kind of Bloody Mary are you making?
Today I wanted to make a smoky and spicy Bloody Mary. It's called Smoke 2 in the Morning, fill in the blank. And I infused Tito's vodka with New Mexican Hatch chilies that were smoked. And then in my actual Bloody Mary mix, I've made my own pickled long red chili kind of sauce. And there's chipotle in there and habanero and smoked salt, smoked paprika, kind of get the idea. And then I wanted to finish it with something that's smoky, so I wanted to go with mezcal, but it just wasn't vibey. So I made a chance choice and I went with Ardbeg. And I think it kind of gives it that like perfect amount of like savory smoke that I wanted.
Yeah. Do you have a terrible Bloody Mary story, whether it's where you made a Bloody Mary, the location was terrible, the Bloody Mary was terrible, or what resulted after you drinking that Bloody Mary was terrible?
Oh, wow. I probably had too many bad Bloody Marys in my life. They're probably usually at a bar when you know you shouldn't order one, but you're like, just saw them go out, it looks okay. I can't remember exactly the last time I had a bad one, because I've learned my lesson where I don't order from places I don't trust. But I would say usually what my worst Bloody Mary experience is when somebody tries to put too much stuff in it and it just ends up tasting like, you know, a garbage can. But I don't know, I'm pretty fond of Bloody Marys in general, so.
Let me ask you this, because this really is the bedrock of my Bloody Mary journalism right here. Yes or no, airplane Bloody Marys?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Yes.
So we're here with a gentleman from Colicchio and Sons, about to taste the Bloody Verde. What can you tell us about this special drink?
So it's based off of almost salsa verde, but with a lot of seasonal ingredients and local ingredients that we had at the time. So it's green tomatoes, tomatillos, cilantro, jalapeno chilies, Fresno chilies, and a horseradish sorbet. And it's all kind of, it's all blended into a puree, and then with a little Aleppo chili and lime zest salt and pickled shishito peppers.
It looks like a tornado went through your station here.
It did. It was kind of a hey, we want to make it feel like someone's had a lot of fun drinking at our bar, and so we wanted to make a little mess for it.
It looks like someone definitely had some fun.
So we're here with Joe Campanelli, the owner of L'Artusi, L'Apicio, Amphora, Dell'Anima, and also hosting this Eat, Drink, and Bloody Mary event at La Piccio right now. Tell me how much work went into to getting this together.
Oh, I barely even know how much work, because we have such a great team, and everyone helped out and chipped in so much that my portion was very small. So it was a lot of coordination by a lot of other people that were not me.
Well, you're very humble. So why Bloody Marys?
I think Bloody Marys are something that a lot of people really like, apparently. It's a fun thing. It's a way to get creative around a cocktail while still staying true to what that cocktail essentially is. And I think it just makes sense for the time of day that we wanted to do it. We couldn't close out La Piccio at night for a cocktail competition because we'd be just missing out on so much business. But to do it in the afternoon when we have all this great light, do something brunch time, it just makes sense to have a Bloody Mary contest as well.
Do you have any terrible Bloody Mary stories where you had to have one that was awful, you had one in a terrible situation, you made one, you spilled one?
Well, yes, actually. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Bloody Marys. That's the dirty little secret. Actually, I think this event has made me more of a fan because I see how creative people get. Even Naren over here at Saxon and Parole, I'm drinking this, and it's a very, like, sessionable Bloody Mary, very, like, drinkable Bloody Mary. But when we first opened Del Anima, we had no bar manager. I had no experience behind a bar, and I had to put together the cocktail list. And when I was first trying to make those initial Bloody Marys for the list, someone who'd never put together a bar program or didn't even like Bloody Marys, there were some horrible, horrible results.
Our very own Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues and representing Booker and Dax at the competition, had his own unique take on the Bloody Mary.
So we got the entire staff together, and we said, how can we rethink the Bloody Mary for what we know is going to be a cold day? We didn't know it was going to be snowy. We said, what are we going to do? We have a lot of hot drinks at our bar. So we said, well, let's go hot. Well, what's the best version of hot tomato? And it's Campbell's tomato soup, remixed as a Bloody Mary. And what do you have with that? Grocery sandwich. Done.
Right?
Done.
So finally, and many drinks later, it was time to announce a winner. And who better to announce it than our own Jen Tellick?
Before we announce the winners here, it was neck and neck, okay? So congrats to all. However, today's winner of the People's Choice was Burger and Barrel.
Yeah!
Burger and Barrel.
Yeah!
Yeah! Coincidentally, Burger and Barrel also won People's Choice for Best Hats.
Yes!
Yes. New category. If I can get a drum roll, please.
Trophy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Woo! Thank you. The winner for the judges' choice today was Rouge Chamad.
It's Rouge Chamad with the judges' award.
Congratulations to Rouge Tomat for winning the competition. Thanks for listening, and hope to see you next year. This piece was produced by Jack Inslee, Jesse Kiefer, and Jen Tullock for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.